Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Yeah, it appears we had a technical difficulty with Uli. He's got to go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're loud and clear. Go ahead. You go ahead.
This is Miss Yaz. Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm so excited about tonight's show. Yay! Can't wait to get started. Uli, are you there?
We're trying to get online now. I'm going to stand by.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little call drop. We'll be all right.
That's okay. Well, while we're waiting for Uli, I just want to say welcome, everyone, to the Every Woman Talk Show tonight. Hello? Uli, are you there yet, honey?
Just continue on. I'll get her. We had a bunch lit up. Just continue on. I'll get her.
Okay, hold on, everyone. We're just having a little technical difficulty. These things happen sometimes, you know. We're going to get her back. She says she's on hold.
All right, just stand by.
Can you hear us, Uli?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, there you go.
I'm on?
You're on.
Yeah, you're on live.
I don't know what happened. I just got disconnected, and I was like, woo-hoo-hoo. Okay, well, anyway, hi, everybody. I'm back, and we are here once again, the Every Woman Talk Show at 7 p.m. I'm actually texting people the number while we talk. The topic tonight is, as we know, yeah, I just want to tell the topic because I'm texting a couple of people the number, so you can go ahead and take over from here.
Okay, sure. Yes, hi, everyone. This is Miss Yaz. Tonight's topic is, can you still be friends with someone that you are in love with? Now, we had quite a few people on Facebook were hitting us up, and they were saying different things like, well, you know, if it's my wife, yes. If we're not in love with the person, then yes. That's not what we're saying. You're not in a relationship with this person. You are friends with someone, but you have emotions for them. You are in love with this person, and you cannot be with them. So can you still be friends with that person? That is the question for tonight's show.
Right.
So,
what we're talking about mainly is someone with... Okay, we got a caller already, so I guess we will have to wait and go back to that. You can let the caller in, Patricia.
Okay, caller, you online.
Yeah. Caller.
Hello?
All right. We're having some real difficulty tonight. Caller?
Caller?
Okay.
0636?
All right. That's
okay.
Well, that's going on. I can't. We're not going to hold up for one person. If you had a difficulty calling in and you have my number, text me. If you have the number, text us. Another caller. This is what I like. I like not to ever be put off.
Absolutely love it.
Caller?
Yes.
Who do we
Hello?
Have online?
Where am I calling to?
Is this Kasim?
Yes.
Kasim, this is Uli. You're calling to every phone show.
Oh, I am? For real?
You're not on the air.
So, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Our topic tonight, I don't know if you heard it, and I put it all over Facebook 100 times, but the topic tonight is, can you still be friends with someone that you are still in love with? Not that you're, you know, best friends, but still love them. Like, if you have a chance, you would be with them, but you can't. Can you remain friends with that person? Do you think it's possible?
Some people can, and some people can't. It depends on the individual. So, I mean, that's up for grabs. It depends on the person.
Okay.
Can I do it? I can do it.
You think you can do it? So honestly,
I know I can do it. I've done it.
With them. You've done it. You know, I keep saying over and over again, I've done it. But then what happened with y'all? You were so filled up with
I didn't hear you.
I've heard several men this past week tell me that they've done it. They've been able to remain friends with a woman that they still love and still have a platonic relationship. I find that very hard because if you still love that person, don't you desire that person when you see them or talk to them?
Well, I mean, it depends. Like I said, I'm doing it now. You know, but I mean, yeah, we have a friendship relationship. That's about it. You know, I mean, we're not intimate. We always love each other. You know, so like I said, it depends on the person.
Okay, all right, I can't disagree because that's true.
Different strokes for different strokes, you know.
That may be true.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it because. Hold on for a second. We got another call. I think that's going there. Who is the other caller?
Melody.
Hey, Melody.
Hi, Manero.
Hi.
How are you today?
How are you? How's everybody?
That's good, sweetie pie.
That's good.
What, Melody? What's your thought?
I feel personally, if you're still in love with that person, I'm not too sure that I personally can do that because if you're still in love with the person and the only reason that you're not together is because there's some differences that you probably just can't meet eye to eye in on, and it just makes the relationship complicated so you guys are not together, but you're still very much in love. Now, I know that you can still, you know, be cordial to one another if you have to be in the same environment as that person, but I don't know if you can still be close friends with someone that you're actively in love with. I don't know because that other person is moving on and you're still in love and
And you're watching that.
Yes, you've got a first front row seat in, you know, in that person's life still. You know, you're watching them move on in the process while you're still pondering on the feelings that you used to have. And I just think that I believe that two people that were in love or are in love, once they come to a position where that feeling is no longer there and the intimate feelings of being in love is no longer attached. I think it's possible to probably grow to a point where you're no longer feeling the in love stuff, but you say, you know what, this person's been in my life, I love them for life, and, you know, I've
See,
been
I
going
agree.
In my, you know. But I think that I don't
100%.
Think it's really possible to be friends with someone that you're intimately, actively in love with. I don't think so, because even if you're not physical, even in a relationship, you can have a relationship and be very, very much in love with each other and still not have sex. Sex is a granted gift in a relationship, and it's a reality part of a relationship, but it is not the main part that you love about that person in the first place. So, you know, for you to sit there,
I totally agree.
And have a front row seat on someone's intimate life with someone else that absolutely doesn't include you, no.
Well,
I don't think you can watch
that. Let's say this. We listen to Kasim, which is a male perspective, and now
right.
we listen to Melody, who is a female perspective. Can we agree to say maybe it's because we're just more emotional as women that we
it
can't
could be
do
possible.
That?
And sometimes I believe that in a lot of cases, not all cases, but sometimes the woman is always vested so much more of herself
mm-hmm.
in the relationship, what makes it easier for a man to stand and say, well, you know what, I've moved on. And, well, yeah,
right.
I love
is
you forever,
Kasim still
but...
on the line? Do we still have Kasim on the line, or did he let go, did he go?
You know,
producer?
I think that sometimes the man has a tendency to just take and say, well, you know what, I've moved on. Now, do
well,
I believe
see, I
that he
you,
still
Melody, desired? I don't want you, no, wait, stop. I don't want you to tell me what you think a man does, because you don't know. So
right.
I want to have another male's perspective and what they think or what they feel, the reason is
right.
that it's so easy. Because I've listened to 5 different brothers today tell me it's not a problem for them. And I'm sitting there saying
right.
to myself, well, it's a problem for me. So
right.
now I'm listening to you, and yes, what do you think? Is it a problem? Would it be a problem for you?
I like that, though.
Okay,
some men are
I'm still here.
And some men
no,
can't deal with
not
that
emotional.
Situation.
Somebody's
right.
TV
I'm not
or
saying
something
that men aren't
is
emotional.
On or something.
Yeah, we need to turn whatever background have, you stuff have down.
It's a,
I'm not
a
saying
real
emotional
high frequency.
Because you're emotional, but I think we are very much more emotional than, it's a known fact. We work on emotions. Everything about it is emotional. Everything.
Now, can I ask the brother
maybe
something?
That,
can I ask him a question? How do you
sure,
feel about being friends with that woman and you say you're in love with her still? How do you feel if she says to you that she's sexually and intimately involved with another man? How do you feel about that?
Well,
that's going to be a given if you've already let go of that relationship. That's a given.
If,
that
she,
that's
if she tells me that... If she
right,
tells
if she
me
tells
that
you that because you mind you said that you're
well,
friends
I mean,
with her, so...
the only way she would tell me that if I asked her to be intimate with me, and I wouldn't ask for that.
Right. So it's none of your business, in other words.
I would wait for her to come to me.
Okay, but
so
what
it's none of your business, so you
and
don't ask.
Okay.
I'm going to do that with
can I ask you a question? Okay, so wait a minute. What she does tell you, because I'm going to be honest with you, like, I've had male friends that were truly friends, like, we were friends, okay? And we could talk about things like that. And I just might, my male friend been like, yeah, you know, this guy. And we get into that conversation, and I let him know. So I'm not, like, really, if she were to come out and say that to you, would you be able to handle that? Like Melody said, like let's put it out there.
But wait a minute. Yes, you were off key because you just said these are your guy friends that you're cool with. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the one that's
right, and that's why I asked
left.
Him, how would you feel? How would you feel if she, let's say, for instance,
Melody.
She came to you,
Melody.
Sir?
Melody.
I just want to clear up what I just said. Let me just, wait. Let me just clear up what I'm saying. Now, I understand what you're saying, Uzi, but my thing is this. If he, now listen, she may not feel the same way. She's looking at him as a friend and just a friend. He's the one that's in love with her. So her being, looking at him as a friend, she may be able to feel like, you know what, this is my boy, my friend. I'm going to be able to tell him what I'm doing with another guy because
okay.
that's my friend.
All right. Let's be
you
realistic.
Understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Let's be realistic. If you're sitting in a relationship with that man, you know that man still loves you. You get out of that friendly you are. You know someone cares deeply for you. Exactly. If you're that kind of friend that you have conversations with on this part of, you know, as far as often dances. Hey, how you doing now? What's going on? That's one thing. But if somebody you consistently speak to me, you already know that man still cares for you. You just know you can go no further than that. You're not going to have that conversation about sex with another dude.
But every situation is not like that. That may be
you,
but you know, there may be other situations.
Right.
I want him
to be. A man makes a mistake by trying
ahead,
to be
sir.
Intimate, where a lot of times, if you just be friends, sometimes the friendship was better than the relationship.
Uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right. That's why
and,
I asked
because there was something. There was something.
Much
right. There was something. Exactly. Because there was something that wasn't there for you guys in the relationship part. So
right.
you need
but
to
a lot
leave
of times,
that where it is. However, sometimes
is
right.
men are so adamant about trying to have sex.
That's right. That's why I asked you. Right.
You
that's
know,
why I said, uh-huh. sir.
And like I said, most guys, they're going to go for the sex. You're only going
right.
to have a handful
hold on,
guys.
Of guys
that's going to say, you know what, we could be friends.
Right. All right, hold on to that.
I can't
call,
stay on
calling
long.
In.
I got to go.
Okay, Cousin, I appreciate
bless
it. All right, thank you, honey. I love you. All right, so you can let Cousin go and let the new caller in, please.
This is a good one. Good one. Bingo.
I don't like when it takes so long for my caller to get in.
Yeah. But
anyway,
that's why
so
I was asking
in,
the question.
We'll wait. We'll wait for the producer to get the new caller in. But that's the point. When you know your relationship with someone, you have to have some boundaries.
Call in.
Right, that's why I said,
you
know, a friendship.
All right, caller's in. Caller's in. Who's the caller? Caller.
Hello.
Caller. Hi, who's the caller?
Hello?
Yes, caller, your name?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Wanda. I'm Wanda from New Jersey.
Hi,
hey,
Wanda.
Wanda.
Hey, how
thanks
you doing?
Thanks for calling in, Wanda. Thanks for calling in.
Well, what I wanted to say was sometimes breaking up, it's hard to do. It's difficult to tell another person, I don't want a romantic relationship with you. And hearing it from someone else, it's clearly working. And you got pain, you have tears, possibly even anger. Sometimes it could be a dirty business. So oftentimes, either as a way to soften the blow or out of sincere feelings of warmth, we say, let's be friends. But you have to be emotionally evolved. You have to
right.
be past your anger. You have to be past those tears because
right.
even as being friends, when that person has moved on, you have to have boundaries set. Because you're no longer going to have that same relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know,
mm-hmm.
and if you're sitting
mm-hmm.
back there waiting for them to possibly, you know, say, I want you again. You may even take that friendship in a way. Because sometimes
just
friends,
it around.
You know,
exactly.
Right. They may be
exactly.
sick. You know, you might want to call them. You might want to go by. You might want to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can misinterpret things. And then here we go with the backslide.
And women,
you know
and
I mean?
Unfortunately, women, we have a tendency of doing that. We have a tendency of taking something very small and making it so grandiose is like, oh, he called me 3 times this week, he misses me. No, he just has something to tell you. So you have to set boundaries. You have to set boundaries when you're in a relationship with someone. I personally have to just cut you off altogether until maybe those feelings have died down, like Melody said earlier.
Right.
I have to be in a place where I see you in a different light. If I'm still looking
Absolutely.
At you as a man of my dreams, the man I love,
right.
the man I want to make love to me, you can't be my friend. You can't be my
Absolutely.
Friend.
Because Absolutely.
I'll always want more. And to see you move on with someone else will shatter my world. So I'm not going to sit here and watch that. I'm not going to sit back and sit and watch that movie unfold in front of my eyes. So, like I said, I think for women, maybe it's because we're just very much more emotional than typically the male species is. And I'm not saying all because there are some very emotional
yeah,
men.
Yeah,
but we're
yeah,
talking about
yeah.
the majority, not the minority.
My father
so we're
used
talking
to say
about
men don't share.
The majority. Right. So, you know, it's for me, like, and I'm so glad Kasim called in because it's difficult to get the brothers to call in. But see, I tricked him because he didn't know where he was calling to. So.
You're so good.
He's like, what I'm calling? Well, yeah, man. So, I appreciate that, though. I appreciate that because it's so lifting to hear from both perspectives. You
Absolutely.
Know, we as women, we could talk all day long and tell you what we think a guy said or what you think a guy
right.
means. We might not have it right. 90% of the time, we don't have it right. We really need to hear from a male's perspective. Now, what do we do in a case? I love it, love it, love it. Melody, can you just hold real fast because I got to bring another caller in. And Wanda, you hold on.
Okay.
Who's my caller?
Hello?
Caller. Yes, caller.
Hello?
Hi, who do I have on the line?
Brown sugar.
Brown sugar.
Sugar.
I love love it. I love it. I love it. Well, let me tell you something, the Every Woman Talk Show. We have Brown Sugar on the line. Now, I went live yesterday to broadcast the show, to promote the show, and Christine called in yesterday, and she hit me with some really heavy stuff. Christine and I are about the same age, and we're not even going to get into that. Just say we are. We are seasoned women. We'll leave it at that.
You better say it. Leave it like that.
And leave it at that. Christina has never been in love before. She's never been in love. So, with the topic that we had, I wanted to introduce that too and find out what do we need to do as women to break down those barriers. See, I don't.
Somebody's
you know
frequency
what? I
is
told
bad.
Christine yesterday. I told Christina yesterday that I don't think it's a. I think it wasn't her time yet to fall in love. She wasn't ready to give herself like that. She still got plenty of time to fall in love. We mistake. A lot of times, we mistake. Shut up. That's not nice. We mistake love because we love the idea of being in love.
Right.
So we just follow the motions of what we're going through. We meet somebody. We start dating them. We start going out to dinner with them and the movies with them. We even introduce them to our families, and now we're intimate with them. Before you know it, that's my man now. Did we even discuss this? Did we even have this conversation? No, we didn't. We just went through the motion.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. It evolved without even really sitting down saying, what are you looking for in this? What am I looking for in this relationship? Do you even want a relationship? Do you even like me enough to be in a relationship with me? Because love just automatically happens because we don't pay attention. We think we're in love. Not necessarily that we're in love. I've been in love, so I know what love is. I also know what lust is. I also know what like is. I also know what lonely is.
Yeah.
And all
gratitude.
Those can be a factor. All those can be a factor in falling in love or thinking we're in love. So, Christine...
Yeah.
Don't
let
anybody make you feel like you're missing out on anything because you haven't missed out on anything because you haven't had it yet. You're going to get it, and I'm going to make sure you get it because I was already online typing, calling all my friends, but the good friends, good friends.
Oh, so. No, she didn't.
We're going to a wedding next year. We're going to meet a wedding next year.
She prophesied on you.
I text her last night. I was like, Christine, how tall are you? This, this, and that. Will you work? What you doing? What you can't do? She
prophesied
and profiled. I was like, girl, I got you.
She just profiled you, girl.
Well, going back to your initial topic about can you be friends? I have a question. Should you be friends if now the person has moved on to someone else?
Well,
I would say sure. If that person held some value in your life.
It depends. Because, see, what happens with that, too, is you may be creating a problem for his new relationship. So it really depends on the strength of the relationship he has with the next person. If you feel like you've had a conversation and it's creating some kind of havoc or uncomfortableness in the relationship he's in, you need to step off and walk away and wish him well.
Yeah.
Wish him well.
I also
think that
sometimes it could be done in the right place, too. I think that love will dictate correction, and it will also dictate order. So I think that, you know, if that person had a very positive role in your life and you've moved on and that person has moved on, I think it's okay that you could share it, you know, because sometimes those are the qualities that you have brought into your new relationship that have brought the best part of you out of you, you know. And, no, you shouldn't talk to that person on a frequent basis or anything, but I think that it's okay to still consider that person a friend. Even if, you know, sometimes you have friends that you don't talk to. I have someone that I was in a relationship with for about 8 years, and we don't really talk to one another, but we still speak to each other on birthdays and holidays.
Yeah,
we'll call each other out, and we leave it
y'all
there.
Y'all are not family. Y'all are not family. You have
no
children involved, and if it's creating any problem in his future, you need to walk away. And love him from a distance.
Right.
It's not fair to the new person that she has to wonder or hope that your relationship is just what you say it is. It's not fair to her for her to have, or for him. We don't say vice versa both ways because it could be, you know, the male with the female and the female with the male. It's not fair. Yeah, what do you think on that topic?
On my perspective, I mean, I'm not friends with any of my exes, not one. And I will say this, most of my relationships broke up on not in good terms, and so we just left it that
okay.
way.
Okay. Miss Yan is very loud.
Yes.
I have three males in the car with me right now. I don't know if they're gonna answer, but if you want some men, I got three men I'm with right now.
I do.
Okay, so this is Wanda from New Jersey. Wanda Beth. The question you wanted to ask them was, can they be friends with she wants to know, can you be friends with your ex that you're still in love with?
No. Yeah, there you go.
All three of y'all say no?
No.
Three of them said no, they can't be friends.
My father used to say men don't share.
Why?
Because
they said why?
Because if you're not involved with each other, like relationship and sharing and caring, you know, because you may have other interests. He may have other interests. If your interest is not about each other, how can you be friends? You can be social, or I'll talk to you if I see you, say hi, but you can't be having relations.
You can't be buddies.
I don't think. I mean, you could be civil when you see somebody, but I don't believe you can be like intimate or like personable, because
there's no intimacy in this. We're not talking about intimacy. We're talking about platonic, just my buddy. You know,
That's the question. It depends because, like, what if she meets someone where he may not feel as though that's appropriate, or he may be someone, his girlfriend may not feel that's appropriate.
And no one really is.
If you see each other, it's happening. How are you? And just keep going about your business, I believe.
Yeah, and you're right, yes. Nobody is comfortable with the next one coming into the picture, because even when you don't really love the person anymore, nobody really wants to see that. Nobody really wants to witness you moving on
unless
you really was invested in that relationship and you get out of it
It doesn't matter, because we still are selfish people by nature. Some of us, and I'm talking about in relationships, we're still selfish people by nature. Like, you know, well, what happened? Why didn't it work for us? What is going on with them that we couldn't do? Not to say you're hating, but you are thinking, and you're playing it back in your head. You know, like, what could we have done to make it work? Especially if you put some time into the relationship. My thing is,
What if you've grown out of the relationship part of the relationship? What if you've gotten to a point where both of you have realized that you can't? And maybe you do.
But do you still love them?
Yeah, you probably
do. But do you still love them? If you still love them is the question. We've all grown out of the relationships. We've grown and we realize that's not going to work for me anymore, so we need to move on. Sometimes it's amicable. Sometimes it's nigga, get out my damn face. Sometimes it's bitch, fuck you. But sometimes it's not. All right, ladies, I got to let the other call in. Hold on a second.
Probably a couple of
them. Who do I have?
I think I don't follow anybody. I don't know if they're like most of them. They got 5 or 6 they did a most of them the last couple of years. They want $2,200
rent. We got to let the guys that's in the car.
Hello.
Hi, who we have on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
It's Nisa. It's Almisa, your niece.
Oh. Okay, my niece, Almisa. Hold on a second, Nisa. Nancy,
okay.
Producer, we need to mute some of the ones in the background because there's too much going on. So we have to mute some people in the background. Almisa, you've been listening in. What do you think?
Yes, I have. I'm going to say, you know, being not just a little bit older, I think you manage your love differently. For one, so if I'm in love with you, and I know we can't mend the relationship, I can still be your friend.
Okay.
You know, I don't have to be intimate with you to be in love with you. I can manage all those other feelings and still be a friend to you. You know, where I'm not so caught up. So I think as we get older, we manage our feelings differently in reference to being in love. But now, because
not me.
When I was 19, I thought I was in love. Well, now I'm older, and I'm like, yeah, I love you. I'm in love, but I'm not going to let all that emotion get involved. So I'm going to manage it differently.
That's fair.
So,
that's true.
We do manage our emotions differently as we get older. However, dealing with being in love and moving on from that relationship pretty much stays the maybe we don't do it as childish as we, you know, would have at a younger age, but I can only be your friend if I love you, if we have children involved, and I gotta be your friend, because I would rather you just move on and leave me alone so that I don't have to deal with those feelings on a consistent basis. Because when I see you, I'm going to have butterflies in my stomach. I'm gonna, my heart will beat a little faster. And I know that nothing can come between us. And I had that. You know I've had that. You know, my husband was that. You know, like, I knew I still loved him, but I knew that we could not be together because we had grown into two different directions. But we had children, so we had to co-parent together. That means we had to see each other. We had to talk to each other. And I couldn't stand being around him. I couldn't stand being around him. So what I did was, and this was just me, what I did was I pick fights. I pick arguments. If we argue all the time and fight all the time, it's easier. So I just did it.
So you managed your love. You managed it in a different way. You managed it.
In anger. I took it out in anger.
Yeah, you took it out in anger.
In anger. And I still do that today. I'm cursing you out. If I care about you and I need you to stay away from me, then I'm probably going to curse you out. I'm probably going to curse you out a few more times. So maybe you'll get the picture and we can't, because we can't be friends. I can't.
Right.
That's just me. But I'm listening to other women.
Yeah.
No, I can't. And I'm older than you are.
Right. Because not the 10 I've moved on to. So, so if I'm in love with you.
Yeah, but watching them move on, did it bother you to watch it, watch that person move on?
You know what? Funny thing, because an ex of mine recently got engaged. And I'm not in love with him, but I do love him, and we are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the friends where we talk or anything like that, but if I see you, hi, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he got engaged. And no. I'm married now, and I was feeling some type of way, like, for real?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But
because
it was
we
like, I'm happy for
that.
You.
Right.
But
you're
I'm
not
married.
Hating,
so
but
it's not any.
Back.
And it, you know what? It was not even
head.
That because
what
it was,
could you have done? Because
I was young. We were very young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just that feeling like, really? You know, but
well, then what do you think you would have felt if you wasn't married, if you didn't have a husband to go home every night to, and you found out that you would even be more upset because now you're lonely. You're lonely, absent, and home
for
the other day.
But you know what? Because of the type of person that they are, I wouldn't have wanted to marry them anyway. But it's just the
but
point that it's like
you weren't in love with him anymore. So we talk about scenarios,
and
if you still loved him and you were not married and you heard that. Oh, you would feel some type of way.
It might have been.
You feel some type of way.
Right.
Because what we'll do now is, what does she have that I don't have? What are they doing that we couldn't do right? What can we do differently to make that shit happen? So especially if you invested time in it. Especially if you invested time in it. Like, what happened to us? Where did it go wrong? And what went wrong is we didn't really take the time to sit back and find out what the other one, what their dreams were, what their goals were. We got another caller. Hold on a second. Caller? I don't know why it takes so long to connect. Caller?
Hello?
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 Who do we have on the line?
This is Art.
Hey, Artie.
Hey, Art, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What are you thinking about the conversation, Artie?
Well, hey, I'm loving it, but one of the things I just wanted to share really quickly was I look at relationships a little differently, and I think a lot of times our definition of relationship for me has evolved and has changed as I've gotten older. You know, and my definition of love has changed. I can say that I'm actually friends with my exes because I love them. If I loved you, then that love doesn't go away because we are together.
Right.
And so what I've tried to do is look at what role I played in our relationship, how I chose to define it, because I think a lot of times, too, the way that we have been, what we have been shown what a relationship is not who we are in nature.
Exactly.
And who we are
exactly.
And so I've tried to grow and evolve and say, okay, you know, I just believe that people are put in my life for a reason in a season. And when the season is over, as long as it was, as long as it wasn't done in disrespect, because sometimes we grow apart. Sometimes we grow apart.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't see. When who I was at 25 is not who I was at 30, and who I was at 35 is not who I was at 30. You know, so people change, and if we don't in that relationship, if we don't grow with each other, if we start to see life differently, I didn't take it personally like it was a rejection of me. I took it as we have gone on different paths, we have gone on different places, and I respect that. I think too many times too we allow our emotions
to take over everything.
To dictate how we react. And all I'm saying
but
is we
also
need to
we
step back.
Also take our emotions guide us on thinking that we're in love and we're not. Like I said, we love the idea of being in love. So we didn't really even figure out whether we were on the same. Listen, I tell everybody that I start to date. We may not be on the same page, but we better be in the same damn chapter in the same damn book. Because if we're not in the same chapter in the same damn book, then we got a problem. Because you're going left and I'm going right. We're never going to end up at that path in the same place because we don't want the same things. And we as women, we tend to think we can change him and make him follow us down that path. You cannot do that. You can't do that. If he doesn't want to be married, he doesn't want to be married. If he doesn't want a girlfriend, he doesn't want a girlfriend. If he's and you know what? If he's not ready to have sex and you are, guess what? He ain't ready to have sex and you. There are things that we just have to learn, and we don't take the time to learn our mate. We just, like I said, we go through the motions. We go through the motions and end up in this relationship. And we call it love.
Sometimes, too, sometimes also, many times people use sex as a way of getting love. Or
whose music is that? Whose music?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, sometimes I think people use sex as love. They thinking that because I you know, I sex her down or she sex me down, that's love. And they're going to keep on because of that. And I'm sorry, but you could have the best sex in the world, but it's going to be somebody out there that might do it a little different, that might make them feel a little different. So it's not even about
that.
I mean, sex is important, but it's really bigger than that.
Yes.
I'm gonna go, Uli. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No problems. Love you.
Love you too. Bye. So yeah. So let's just. Oh, I got another call, and then we'll get back to what we were talking about. Caller, pass.
Hello.
Hello.
Uli, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Who do we? Yes.
It's Christine. Somehow you disconnected me. I don't know how. But
so funny.
That's okay.
So funny. I was just getting ready.
I was listening, though, but I had a comment in terms of, I think, although I haven't been in love, I've been in relationships. And for me, if you don't have closure, that's when you look back. For anybody who comes in my life, whether it's a guy or a girl, a friend, no matter how the friend is, even if it's a job, no matter what it is, has to go its course, and if I can't learn from something anymore and I'm not enjoying something anymore, I don't have an issue moving on, you know.
Okay.
So for me, if you don't have closure, you have to have some kind of closure with something, whether, I guess, if I don't know when if in love you can't let go, but for me, if something's not working anymore and it's not making sense, then you move on. What's the alternative? Stay in it and be miserable? I'll just walk away.
The problem for you is you have made that decision because you've never really been in love. So it's not as easy to walk away from love as you think it is, honey, once you are in love. It's really not that easy. It takes
I don't
some
think
time
I will
to realize,
ever
you know
not
what,
be able to
you know what,
him.
This is a bad situation. This is a bad situation. I love this man or I love this woman, but this ain't going in the right direction. It takes a minute for some of us to realize that in order to walk away from it. I wish that people would sit down and talk about things before it got to the nasty point where we're cursing each other out, where we're cheating on each other. It's just, you know, an uneasy situation. We got to come home and look at this person's face, you know.
if things aren't working, like I said before, if things aren't working, we're not in the same book anymore and not in the same chapter, it's time to close the book to pick up a new one.
I know, but how
we don't know how to do that.
How did you get in the book in the first place? Like, if
because
you don't know yourself, if you don't know yourself and don't
mm-hmm.
get to know somebody else, and I don't think you'll ever get to know someone completely because every day we evolve, every day we grow.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in the
book? But you have to accept them for what you do know. Because you have to accept them from what you do know of them, and we love the idea of being in love. It's what we've been taught. It's a natural thing for us because it's what we've been taught. It is not what nature has prescribed for us, but it is what we've been taught.
I know, but
now you know. Let me tell you something. These women will fight with me all day, all night about the things that I say.
Listen, emotions go up and down all the time. So it's
mm-hmm.
like, why would you make a decision on your emotion? Because this day could be one thing, this day could be another thing. So don't make a decision on your emotion. Make it on facts. Like, is this going to work? Do you do this? Do you like that?
Exactly. But is it that easy for people? It's not that easy to work on factual, not emotions, especially women. We are built, we are natures, we're very emotional. That's just who we are. You are a breed all by yourself, baby girl. That's why we got to fix you. Brown sugar. We're going to break brown sugar down, y'all. Christina, don't hang up and don't get disconnected. Hold on. Next caller, please. Yes. Who do we have? Caller? I can hear him trying to come in, but you can't really hear him. Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of advice do we need to give Christina? Because, you know, we got to work on Christina. We got to work on Christine here. We got to work on brown sugar.
I mean, you know,
Yaz and I are very different. Yaz is the kind of person, she's going to cut you off, drop. That's, you and her are a lot like me. I'll give you a second chance, a third chance, 9, 10, 11, 12 chances, and then I'm going to drop your ass.
Actually, you know what? I mean, you know something? All my relationships that I've been in have been long-term relationships, and all my relationships, I was the one that broke it off with every single last one of them. And I will say, and I have not been. I will take a lot of crap until I finally say, okay, you can stick a fork in me. That's how done I am.
Mm-hmm.
When I say
yeah,
I'm done, and you're not going to.
But
by that point, I'm hurt.
But what takes you to be done, though? Why would you sit in something knowing that you're unhappy? Knowing that more than
because
likely,
in hopes that things are going to get better.
Ooh,
Christina,
no, you know,
we got to work on her.
Because you know why, Christina?
Okay, if you're unhappy, that means he's unhappy, and what's going to happen is he's
going
to find comfort. You're going to come outside to find comfort, so just leave it alone.
No, you know, because let me tell you something. Sometimes it takes a certain – you have, look, everyone's boiling point is different. Okay. Sometimes you know, when you're in a relationship, it's not so necessary that you're unhappy. Okay. It takes a point to
everything
get to that.
Everything is not peaches and cream.
Right. It's not peaches. You have. It's like a roller coaster. You're up and you're down. And you're good and you're bad. And that's what you do in a relationship. You supposed
but
to try to
work
it out. But sometimes
you put
it gets
work in it.
You cannot do it anymore. And then you decide to say, you know something, now I'm done because I've done everything that I can, and I'm not, and I don't want to work at it any longer. It's not so much
you didn't get in there by yourself. You were with him. So at what point do you say, hey, you're not on this wagon with me? As a matter of fact, you might be on the wagon with me, but as Steve Harvey said, your foot is down and you're not pulling your own weight.
Hold on. The first thing you're gonna do is stop listening to freaking Steve Harvey. Hold on. Everybody stop. The first thing you're gonna do.
Yeah,
listen to Steve Harvey, who cheated on his wife, who got remarried. We ain't even talking about Steve Harvey. The problem is this. In relationships, as a marriage, as a boyfriend, girlfriend, as a mother, as a father, as a teacher, it's work. You got to put work in.
Right.
You got to put work in to see success. Christina, your job, you work. You work hard to see your success. You have to apply that to everything in your life. You can't keep taking shorts on everything because, you know what? I don't like that call. I'm not going to do that anymore. That didn't turn. I'm not going to. You have this wall up, and it's not just relationships. It's life. It's life. You take everything and just cut it right down the middle and say, no,
I don't like, because then I know I can't put my whole heart into it. So if it ain't going to work, I'm like, listen, this is what I'm going to do for here. So this is going to pay the bills now, but eventually I'm going to get
then
something
why can't
that
you do? But that's the point. You did it. You did it. Until you found something different. And in relationships, you do it to see if there's something you can do to salvage it, because you do love that person. You don't understand that because you haven't loved yet.
But I can you love you and want the best for you, but don't have to be with you.
But you don't know that, though, because you've never been in love. You don't know that yet because you've never been in love. Girl, I got to get you in love first. And then you can say to me, I'm not going, you know what? He likes steak, but I'm making chicken. You ain't going to make that damn chicken. You going to make that damn steak because that's what the hell he wants.
Well, we're going to make
you
steak.
You haven't gotten there yet. Did you get my boom, Christine? Did you get my boom, brown sugar?
I know.
Hold on, Christine. We got another call. Don't go anywhere. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, caller, who we have online?
Hello, this is Omi Sanya, sis.
Oh, hey, sis. Hey, sis, how are you? You
Whoa,
know what I love
I
about this
joined...
show? Because I get all the intelligent women calling in, and I just absolutely love it. What you got to say, sis?
Woo! Let me drop this bomb right here. In order to have a good relationship, you got to be a good relationship. How about that?
Oh, but you were supposed to boom that one, producer.
Hello.
If you want a king, you better start acting like a queen.
Reach, my sister.
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
It takes time. It takes patience.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
who promised you happiness just because your ass is in a relationship? Hello.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't always going to be roses and balloons and fairy tales
exactly.
and unicorns.
Exactly.
I'm one of those
exactly.
people that enters a relationship, and especially with extra good, I'm looking for the left shoe to drop because I know it's coming. There is always going to be a left shoe. You have to prepare yourself. And you also have to decide whether or not this man, situation, or relationship, whatever you want to call it, is worth it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If it's worth it. And is it conducive to who you are? Because a lot of times we stop living in our own truth just because we're in a relationship.
Right.
You
right,
can't start
right.
stop living your own truth because then you get lost. I did it for years. Oh, I get a man. Oh, I'm so in love. Oh, I drop everything I'm doing. Oh, I'm not interested in the things I used to be interested in no more because I'm too busy trying to please him. I don't do that no more.
Me neither. That's right. Right.
The point somebody made a few minutes ago, I'm not sure who made the point, is that if you're not happy, he's not happy. And that's because you're not going to make him happy. There's not going to be any effort. And if you're not making any effort, he ain't going to make no effort.
Right, right. But listen now, let me just throw this out there. You no longer want to do what it takes to make him happy because he needs to make himself happy. But there are some women who... That's what makes them happy, making him happy. So we're not going to knock
oh,
them.
Oh, absolutely.
Because whatever floats your boat, Like I said to Christine
oh, absolutely.
Earlier, when you are really in love and that man wants that steak, but you want that chicken, you're going to make the steak because you want to make him happy. Now,
sure.
I might make me a piece of chicken on the side, but you're going to get what you want because I want to make you happy because I'm in love with you. Not that I love you, because being in love and loving is two different things for me. And
mm-hmm.
I think we have the misconception of that, too, that because you love someone, you have to be in love with them. You don't. You don't.
No.
You don't. You don't.
No.
You can love
no.
somebody from afar, but being in love is very different. That you see that person as your be-all, that person that you want to spend your life with, that person that you can't wait to talk to them every morning, every night, to spend your life with them. That's being in love. Loving
mm-hmm.
it. You know what? It's cool. We're having fun. It's good. It's a show. It's a work. You know, that's loving. That's just like, I love you. Yeah, I love you. You know, that's you know, and do you and so it's casual. It's casual. But
mm-hmm.
Christine has to get to the point where she stops making everything so black and white. She got a color between the lines. We got to put some color in there.
It's
everything
not literal.
For her is too cut. Everything is too cut and dry with her. You know, if she says she want to go see the Rugrats in the movies and he want to go see Charlie Brown, you mad because he want? So I'm done. I'm finished. That's Christine. Didn't make more butt. I said I want to see where he went. No, I'm done. So you can't do that. You have to. There is a bargaining system you have to have. There is an understanding. There is a compromising. It's work. It's a job, and you got to put the work into it. Now, just like Christine said, if I'm at a job and it's not making me happy, I'm only going to do it until I can pay the bills and find something different. Well, that's how relationships work, too. When they don't work, you've done just that. You put all your time into it till you no longer want to put any more time into it, and you let it go. It's the same exact – somebody told me, and I'll never forget this, I was in a relationship with somebody, and he told me being in a relationship with me was like being in business with me. And I said, yeah, nigga, it is. A marriage is a contract. A relationship is a contract. When it's time to pay damn bills, we can sit down and pay the damn bills. You play with me later, but this ain't the time to play. Yes, everything with me is very structured, but I'm the most loving, caring, romantic. I fall in love, and when I'm in love, oh, my God, I'm in love. But I don't play. I don't play when it comes to business. When it comes to business, I take care of my business. All that other shit is side. Mama, I love you so much. Yeah, I love you, nigga, but did you pay the bill? Is that bill paid? Because if the bill ain't paid, then I'm going to show
you really
how much I don't love your ass. Exactly. So, you know, we tolerate, like Miss Yass says, you tolerate as much as you can. Everybody's boiling point comes at different times, at different expenses. So
and everybody's situation is different. We have to try and find balance. Balance isn't easy to find. If a relationship is imbalanced, then it's not going to go the way we need it to go.
Right.
We're not going to grow together. We're going to grow apart because there's no balance.
Right.
There's no focal point. There's no meeting place. I have a big problem with that. I have a big problem with there not being a meeting place. I have a big problem with it being unbalanced. But at the same token, I'm like you. I love hard. And I put my all into it. So if I throw my hands up, you best be believe I done did
everything
humanly
everything.
Possible.
Everything.
Especially
yes.
if I'm in love with you, I am leaving no stone unturned. Because when I walk, 99.99% of the time, I'm not looking back. I got 6 decades worth of relationships, and we ain't going to talk about how many. So I got a lot of practice. And sometimes I got it right. But guess what? Sometimes I didn't.
Well,
so.
Let me tell you something. But do you – here's the question because we didn't answer that with you. Do you think you can still be friends with the man you still love in love with?
Oh, I have been. I still am.
Well, let's not talk about him. Don't think I didn't catch that. Because I caught that. Listen, we have one more caller, and we have to get ready to close out. So let me let this caller get the last few words in, and we're going to be closing out the show.
Please
I love
do.
You.
Love you, too.
Good show, guys. Producer, let the last caller in, please. Yes, caller. Who's my caller?
I think that may have been me. Only this is Aziza. Hi, honey.
Hey, Aziza, you calling in? We are about to close out the show. What's your thoughts about the topic?
Well, I didn't really hear all of the topics, but I do know that, you know, at the time we can't be friends with the ones that we love that we had to let go. In time,
you think you can?
9 times out of 10, we can be friends. Maybe not right now. Actually, it's new and fresh, but
in time. That's exactly what we feel. Right.
That love doesn't really go anywhere. It just kind of, you know, settles down.
You just got to put it on a burner. Right. You got to put it in a box and put it on the shelf.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to close out. Thanks for calling in. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Yaz, what's your closing remarks, honey?
Well, I keep hope alive. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
I'm done with you. Listen, here's my last word.
Get into a relationship. Learn the person first. Find out if you guys are going down the same road, if you want the same things before you just naturally assumed, because you became intimate, that you want the same things, because that's not always the case. Being in love is a wonderful thing. I wish on everybody to experience at least once in their lifetime. And Christine, brown sugar, you will, thanks to me. What'd you say,
hello? I said, one more thing to say when you finish.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry for cutting you off. But another thing too, ladies, be careful that, you know, something sometimes, you know, and not only ladies, men, sometimes there are ulterior motives to the person still wanting to be friends with you. Because I had that happen to me in a breakup. You know, you break up with the person, later on you feel, okay, maybe we can be friends. Next thing you know, they're trying to get back in the drawers or trying to get back in a relationship and you're already gone. So that's another way of looking at it too. Just be careful with that too.
Yeah, be very conscious of what we're doing. You know, we're older now. Most of the people who are calling and enlisting are around the same age bracket, so we need to be more cautious and conscious of what we're doing and how we're moving in relationships and where we're meeting people and how we're meeting people and how soon we're becoming intimate with these people and thinking that it's going to move on to something that we want when it may not even be in that direction at all. Listen, the Every Woman Talk Show, we had a ball tonight. And in closing, as always, we want to be your easiest hellos and your hardest goodbyes. Miss Yaz and I love you, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Hit Uli up for CDs on Miss Yaz War for the CDs. I'll send them to you.
Back time. Shadow Squad, this is taking control.